All right, so we'll say let's begin. So we left off yesterday towards the end of Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam writes, V'chein ba'ali chata'os ha'shov. So remember again, just a quick review. The Rambam explained yesterday, first of all, then the Rambam's model, tshuva is a mitzvah saseh. There is a positive commandment. Actually, I should say differently. There is a positive commandment for vidui. According to the Rambam, vidui is the first quantifiable part of tshuva itself. The Rambam then explained what vidui is, and essentially we have hakara sachit, recognition of the sin, a charata, a sense of remorse, and kabbalah al ha'asid, a acceptance for the future, not to repeat this negative behavior. And again, remember we ended off yesterday by saying that in the Rambam's model, really the Rambam understands that the reason why vidui plays such a central part is because if I don't recognize that which I have done wrong, if I don't recognize that there are shortcomings, so there is no possible way to be able to move forward and fix it. So the Rambam says, v'chein ba'ali chatoz v'ashamos, Be'is shemevin karban oseim al shigagasan al azedonam. So similarly, when somebody would bring a karban, let's say somebody brought a chata, somebody brought an asham, sin offerings, when they bring their karban, whether it's for an accidental, unintentional, or intentional act, in miskaper lahem bekarbanam ad sheyasu tshuva. A karban by itself is ineffective unless, of course, it is accompanied by tshuva. These vadu vidui dvorin. And the person actually confesses with words. Shene'emar, v'hisvada asher chato aleha. So we'll say it's very important. So Rambam is saying that even in the world of karbanos, l'maisa again, in the absence of actual vidui, a karban by itself does not affect true and full atonement. V'chein chom, this is also amazing, v'chein chom michuyave misos beizdin, u michuyave malchus. Similarly, if somebody, God forbid, was chayiv misa, liable to a death penalty or liable to lashes, they do not experience atonement through death or through malchus until they do tshuva and vidui. This is amazing, because normally we say misa mechaperes, that if a person is put to death, that death penalty atones, and yet the Rambam says, no, that's not true. It atones. Essentially, what the Rambam is saying is, actions by themselves only atone. Whether those actions are malchus, misa, or karban, if it's accompanied by a tshuva process. Now remember, I want to point out, just to be careful, the beautiful part about the Rambam is the Rambam was very meticulous with every single word. That's why you could be medayik. That's why you could infer things from his word usages. So remember, the Rambam says that your misa, or karban, or malchus is not effective. Ad sheyasa tshuva v'yisvadu. You have to do tshuva and also confess. So remember, we don't know what tshuva is yet. What we do know is what vidui is. So we'll have to fill in the blank of what tshuva is. But this is always so dramatic. It's amazing. You can imagine somebody's being put to death by court. I would have thought, ein kapara gedolu mizom. There is no greater atonement than that. And yet the Rambam says, true, except it must be accompanied by a recognition on the part of the individual that the reason they're chas v'shalom being put to death is because they've done something wrong, and they understand what they've done wrong, and they accept upon themselves that they've done something wrong.
The kapara by death doesn't necessarily mean that they go to
Usually, that the way the Gemara understands that, that's what it means. Yeah. That the death itself is mechaper for the sin, which means one is purged from the negative residue of the sin through death, which then allows one to enter into Olam Haba. Again, obviously, depends on the sin, depends on the circumstances, but in a technical level, what I said is correct. V'chein achov b'chaver, well, it's amazing also. If I hit someone, I physically damage someone, or I'm mazik mamono, or I monetarily damage someone. Listen to this. Even though I paid back that which I damaged, I do not find atonement. I am not purged from that sin until I do vidui and do tshuva from ever committing an act like this again. So it's amazing. It's the same thing. Here I've damaged Reuven, and yet I've repaid him, and yet I've made him whole. So it says, no, but the process, my obligation is not complete until when? Until I literally go ahead and actually acknowledge that I wronged him. Shene emar, mikol chata sa'adam. Beis. Sira mishtaleach. Well, Sira mishtaleach is, remember, is one of the central services of Yom Kippur. So it is the goat. Remember, again, we learned this in Yoma about the two identical goats, one of which is offered up on the Mizbeach and one that is pushed off the cliff. So that's called, the one that's pushed off the cliff is called the Seir HaMishtaliach, the Seir that is sent out, La'azazel, into no man's land. So Seir Mishtaliach, Lefishu Kapar L'chol Yisrael, because it is an atonement for the entire Jewish people, Kohen Gadol misvada alav alashon Kol Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol does vidui. The Kohen Gadol confesses over the Seir Mishtaliach on behalf of the entire Jewish people. Shene Emar v'hisvada alav es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. Seir Mishtaliach. Listen to this. So the Seir Mishtaliach mechaper al kol. You should have. It's double sided, right? Okay, good. Mechaper al kol averos shabatora hakolos v'chamuros. So we'll say this. This is amazing. Now again. Remember, as I said when we started this Rambam, you know, you could spend years on Rambam Hilchos Tshuva going through each, because again, the Seir Mishtaliach by itself is just such an amazing entity. But all right, we're not going to go through it too much right now. So Seir Mishtaliach is mechaper, atones for all sins, hakalos v'achamuros. Both again, kalos again are lighter sins, and chamuros are more intense sins. Now we'll define what that means in just a little bit. Bein sha'avar bezadon, bein sha'avar bishkaga, whether you go ahead and, whether you violated them intentionally, unintentionally, bein sha'holdelo, bein sha'loholdelo, whether you knew about it, you didn't know about it, hakol miskaber b'siyah mishtaliach. The amazing part is that the siyah mishtaliach, the goat that is sent out to no man's land and pushed off the cliff, that goat atones for everything. With one caveat, Vahusha asa tshuva. That is true as long as he did tshuva. Avalim lo asa tshuva, ein hasoir mechaper lo ela ala kalos. The seir is not mechaper except on the lighter sins, which we'll discuss. What's interesting about the Rambam's lashon over here? The Rambam, I would have expected, based on what we've seen before, that the Rambam would have said that the seir is mechaper for your kalos and chamuros as long as what? As long as you do vidui and tshuva. But yet he doesn't say that. He just says tshuva. Why? Because remember, again, that's why I point out the Kohen Gadol. Here the Kohen Gadol is doing vidui on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. You're going
to
say something?
Does this assume that the person, we just said that on an individual level you have to do the vidui and the tshuva already? So...
Are you honest with this? Maybe it's happening already before the Seir Mishtaliach. I don't know. I'm saying, I think even without that, the Seir Mishtaliach is unique because, again, the Kohen Gadol is actually doing the vidui on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. I'm sorry? Correct. We say this. That is correct.
Does that mean your individual level of vidui and tshuva didn't work?
It means that my individual level of at least vidui is taken care of by the Kohen Gadol's collective recitation. The Kohen Gadol says vidui, which, by the way, I want to point out, is I know we're not taking time on this, but if I were to take time on this, I would tell you that what's so incredibly unique about this is that normally there are certain things that you can't do through a shaliach. Tshuva is one of them. Vida, you know, you can't say, look, it looks like you're really having a great Elul. Have me in mind, you know. Just do me a favor. I'll say amen. Right? I'll make an extra contribution. Just have me in mind for your tshuva. It doesn't normally work like that. But the unique part over here is apparently by Seir Mishtaliach is the exception to this rule. Not by tshuva. You have to do your own tshuva. But apparently the vidui that the Kohen Gadol makes over the seer works for every individual as well. It's interesting. So the Gemara says, "Umayin akalas manachamura." So now, remember again, we said this seir. If a person does tshuva, the seir is mechaper on kalos and chamuros. What are, meaning, it's interesting, we're normally conditioned not to distinguish between big sins, little sins. A sin is a sin is a sin. Yet the Rambam creates these categories. So what are these categories? So the Gemara says, achamuros hin ha'averos shechayoven alehen misos basin. Okaris. So again, the major averos are things that you're liable for: a death penalty, kares, shivuas, shav v'sheker, an oath taken in vain or a false oath. Afa pi she'in ba kares, even though again taking a false oath or an oath in vain do not carry with them a penalty of kares. Nevertheless, because it's taking God's name in vain, harihim minachamuros. This is considered to be This is considered to be a more severe transgression. Ushar mitzvos lo sase, and other prohibitions. Umitzvos sase shein bain karis hinakal. So we'll say essentially this is quite intuitive. Things that carry with them a death penalty, whether again it's death at the hands of heaven or death at the hands of man, as well as oaths taken in vain, misuse of God's name, those are chamuros. Everything else pretty much is kalos. So remember again, what the Rambam is saying is like this, and this is also amazing. This sa'ir without tshuva, takes care of what? Takes care of the kalos. The sa'ir with tshuva takes care of kalos and chamuros. So just, you know, if you want to sometimes appreciate what it is that we lack without a Beis HaMikdash, so imagine having this vehicle of atonement where, again, there is a sacrifice that as long as you are truly penitent, as long as you are truly remorseful, as long as you truly do tshuva, so there is this sacrificial vehicle that actually allows for you to experience atonement for every single type of transgression. It's quite dramatic. Let's take a look. Gimel. Bizman Shebis Mindishkayim. So now the Rambam obviously addresses our new reality of where there is no Beis HaMikdash, or I should say not yet the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein lonu mizbeach kapara. So we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have an altar on which to effect atonement. Ein sham ela tshuva. All we have is tshuva. And look what the Rambam says, and this is so heartening. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol ha'averos. You know what the Rambam is saying? It's no one is beyond salvation. No one is beyond salvation. It does not matter what you have done, and it does not matter what you haven't done. Tshuva is mechaper on everything. Afilu rasha kol yama va'asa tshuva b'achron. Rambam says, even if a person was a rasha all of their days, now don't bank on this, but even if a person was a Rasha, all of their days, and they did tshuva b'achrona, we'll say, b'achrona means what? B'achrona means, and means what? And could mamish mean with their last breaths. Okay, we'll talk about tshuva like this, because I'm just going to create different constructs of tshuva.
Where's he doing here?
I'm sorry? So now, what the Rambam has just done is he's gone from speaking about vidui in particular to now including vidui in the process we call tshuva. Even though, again, he has not defined what that process is. Rabbi Sonnen tries to make a very important deal. Up until now, the Rambam has been breaking up vidui tshuva. Now that we've explained what vidui is and the role of vidui, we're now taking vidui, putting it back into the mothership called tshuva. So even if a person was a Rasha called Yomav, Tichu Bachrona ain maskir and lo shem risho. We do not remember... or we do not remind him of his wicked name. Shene'emar, v'rishas harasha lo yikashal ba. The wickedness of the wicked shall not be a stumbling block for him. B'yom shuvo mirisho. On the day that he returns from his wickedness. Meaning, I will say that even if a person does tshuva at the end of his life, see, even like I will say, we will see that for many reasons, that is not the optimal model of tshuva. Right? The optimal model of tshuva, as we will see, is when a person does tshuva in their prime. Or where a person does tshuva ultimately again, where they could be tempted with sin again, but yet still resist that temptation. If you do tshuva at the end of your life, it's good, it's wonderful, it's not optimal, but the point that I'm saying is if a person is sincere, then that is optimal tshuva. To the point that we don't say, you know, it's so easy, you look at a person, they lived their life a certain way all of these years, and then they decided, I'm going to do tshuva. All right, very nice that you decided not to do tshuva. But what about how you lived for the last 50 years beforehand, right? What about everything, so... The Rambam says we don't do that. If a person does sincere tshuva, even if it's at the end of their life, we no longer recognize them as a rasha. We only recognize them as a truly penitent individual. V'itzumo shel Yom Kippurim mechaper l'shavim, and the essence of Yom Kippur, we'll discuss this more in later chapters. The essence of Yom Kippur itself is mechaper to those who do tshuva. What the Rambam is pointing out over here is, I would say, it's amazing how many vehicles the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us to be able to create an effective tshuva process. So when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, I had the mizbech, I had the Sir Azazel. In the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, I still have this vehicle called tshuva, and I have something called Yom Kippur. What does Yom Kippur do? The day itself cleanses. Now the Rambam says the day itself cleanses as long as what? L'shavim. You have to do your part. So if I do my part, the day does its part. And again, we'll get into the mechanics and framework of that. Shene emar ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, because the pasuk says on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will atone for you. Which the Rambam is medayik. Actually, he's quoting the Gemara Maseches Yoma Rebbe, which the Gemara is medayik means that the day itself, itzumo shel yom, the day itself ultimately is able to provide some level of atonement. All right, so we'll stop over here. Emir Tzashem will pick up on Monday, and Monday is going to be a legal holiday schedule. So, we'll stay tuned for your email. We'll figure out.